Hello, this is Erilyn.
I'm returning your call back from customer service, ma'am.
Yes. Let me get to where I was working. I have a bill on my credit card that I don't know what it's for.
Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code?
The phone number? 92660. And it says movement refresh total.
Oh, okay.
What is that?
And what was your name again, ma'am?
My name is Erilyn Burns.
Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
5114 Residencia, Newport.
Oh, okay, ma'am. Looks like here you ordered a Kino Essene from us.
I ordered the trial, and this is $91.89. That's not the trial. Oh, hold on. Oh. Somebody's at my door.
Okay, ma'am.
What is it? What? Oh, that's nice. Thank you. I have COVID, so can you just leave it right there? Thank you so much. I just got flowers.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, wow. These are gorgeous.
Okay, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, that was a trial. You were supposed to call back to us to cancel the subscription so you wouldn't be billed the full retail price of the product.
Okay, so I never got another bottle, and it was a trial with no follow-up.
Okay. That's correct. You wasn't placed on a reoccurring shipment, ma'am.
So I cannot be charged a reoccurring fee.
No, ma'am. That goes back to that the first time you ordered a product, ma'am. You never paid the full price of that product. You only paid the shipping and handling. So we billed you, right, ma'am. And you know, as a trial, we have a start and end date. And that date started on the 19th, ma'am. You had 2 weeks from the 19th to call us back to cancel.
That was not indicated when I made the order. If you want it back, I'll give it back. I haven't even tried it. I have COVID.
I understand that, ma'am, but let's see what I can do, okay? Ma'am, what if I can give you a 50% refund of those charges?
I'm going to give you back the whole thing. I'm not happy with the way you guys market. So
okay.
I'll send you back the brand new bottle. It hasn't even been opened.
Okay, ma'am, we can negotiate it to a 75% refund.
No, I want a full refund. That $90,
yes, ma'am,
is not what I agreed to pay.
Yes, ma'am, but I will be refunding.
And it's,
yes,
it's not,
ma'am.
It's not okay.
Yes, ma'am, but please be aware. Next time when it says things say like, ma'am, that you only have to pay shipping.
Well, we got another charge on here too by you guys for $92.90. So I want
that's
both
the
of them.
That's the other. Yes, ma'am. That's the other.
So what was supposed to be a $5 charge ended up being $200. That is completely scandalous.
No, ma'am, because it did state in the full terms and conditions, ma'am, that you agreed to pay shipping.
Full terms and conditions. It said $5 for shipping.
Right. And then if you do not call back to us to cancel it, ma'am, you'll be automatically billed the full retail price of that.
I didn't have a continuing order.
It was not for a continuing order, ma'am, okay?
I hear what you're saying. I think that your marketing was very scandalous.
Yes, ma'am, but I will go ahead and cancel this order out for you, ma'am, and refund you fully. Can I please place you on a brief hold, please?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Miss Burns, I refunded you your full amount. Be looking for those charges 3 to 5 business days. And I canceled your account as well, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
So you credited the $91.89 and the $92.90?
Yes, ma'am.
Do I have a confirmation thing or something?
Yes, ma'am. You should have received two refund emails stating that you received your email today, your refund.
Okay, and what was your name?
Caitlin.
Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome, Ms. Burns, and thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.